Guided by the Quran's light, we find our way. Guided by the Quran's light, we find our way to success in this life and a brighter day. To success in this life and a brighter day.
Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin was salatu was salamu ala sayyidil mursalin amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program, Success in the Holy Quran. Inshallah, today we'll be hearing about the importance of always keeping in mind and fearing the hidden plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's begin by mentioning Qarun, who was around at the time of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, and the ulama, they've described him. They've said that he was the first cousin of Musa alayhi salam, and he was blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with beauty, he was handsome, and people would acknowledge that beauty, would speak about that beauty. And how would they acknowledge it? They would refer to him as the luminous one, Munawwar. Along with this beauty gifted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was also a big scholar of the Tawrat, the Torah. And along with this, Allah Ta'ala had bestowed upon him abundant wealth. We're not talking about a small amount. Inshallah, we'll hear how the Quran describes his treasures and his wealth. So, Qarun was the wealthiest person in his time. When the order for zakat came, when the hukum, the command for zakat arrived, Musa alayhi salam told him, meaning Qarun, to give his zakat. Obviously, Prophet Musa alayhi salam is not going to shy away, and he's going to convey exactly what Allah Ta'ala has commanded him to convey. Qarun promised that he would give 1,000, meaning 1 out of 1,000, of his wealth in the way of Allah, meaning as zakat. But when he calculated that amount, he realized that's a massive amount, a large amount. And due to greed for wealth, due to his mahabba for wealth, he refrained from fulfilling this promise of his. And he refrained from giving his wealth as zakat. Not only did he refrain from giving zakat, it's mentioned that he rejected the concept of zakat. He was a munkir of zakat. He didn't stop there. What did he do next? Allahu Akbar. He met with the influential leaders of Bani Israel, and he began to incite them, provoke them against Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And he told them that, look, he wants to usurp your wealth, take your wealth, he shouldn't be allowed, he should be stopped, etc., etc. And the reality was that he didn't gain any success in this mission of his. Nobody really paid attention to him. And then he thought of another sinister and evil plan. Allahu Akbar. He called a woman, gave her a lot of money, a lot of wealth, and then he agreed with that woman that she would, ma'adallah, accuse Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam of adultery. One day, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam is delivering a sermon. Qarun stood and he said, I've heard some things regarding yourself, meaning he's saying this regarding Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam said, what's the matter? What have you heard? He said, there's a woman and she claims that you committed adultery with her. Ma'adallah, thumma ma'adallah. Musa alayhi salam asked, where's the woman? Where's that woman who's claiming such? The woman stood and she said, it's me. I'm that woman. Musa alayhi salam addressed the woman. And he said, oh woman, fear Allah. Take an oath upon that zat, meaning upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who split open the rivers for the Bani Israel. We know the miraculous event that took place. And then the Bani Israel obviously traversed through that sea as well that was split open. And we know that Firaun drowned in there as well. He said to her, tell the truth. When she heard this, in the manifestations of prophethood, Allahu Akbar, she was awestruck and she began to be fearful. She knew she was lying. And then she told the truth. She said, nothing like that happened, but Qarun was the one who gave me a lot of money, and he told me to make up this accusation, this slander, this claim. And he forced me to, he gave me a lot of wealth, a lot of gold, etc. And she said, I succumbed to my greed for wealth. Musa alayhi salam, when he heard this, straight away he prostrated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He showed gratitude to Allah, shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he was successful in this examination, in this test, this massive test. And then he made a dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, "Oh Allah, punish Qarun and make him a target of your wrath." Then he addressed the Bani Israel, Musa alayhi salam, and he said, "Those people who want to remain with him, remain with him. And those who want to leave him, abandon his side, then separate from him." It's mentioned, apart from two people, everyone else separated themselves from Qarun. Imagine, this is embarrassing for him because he's a well-known person. He demanded respect. He had a lot of wealth. He was a man of beauty. He was a man of influence. He's a man of knowledge regarding Torah. But he rejected this claim of zakat. He falsely accused Musa alayhi salam of a sin, ma'ad Allah. And look what's happening now. People are deserting him. Musa alayhi salam prayed against him. After this, he gave a command to the earth. He said, "Oh earth, let's sink this person." And what happened? Qarun was stood on the ground, on the earth. And all of a sudden, Allahu Akbar began sinking into the earth, the ground. First till his knees. And then Musa alayhi salam again said the same thing, commanded the earth to do the same. And then he sunk until his waist. And then Qarun begins pleading, begins crying. He makes his relation with Musa alayhi salam a wasila, means that based on our relation, based on our familial link, show mercy to me. But Musa alayhi salam did not listen to what he said at all. And Qarun continues sinking into the earth. And the people, the few people who had remained with Qarun, you know what they said? They said, "Oh, Musa alayhi salam is doing this because he has his eye on the wealth of Qarun. He knows that if he gets rid of Qarun, there's nothing preventing him to take the palaces of Qarun, to take the wealth of Qarun. This is why he's doing it." And then Musa alayhi salam prayed, showing his sincerity in this regard. He said, "Oh Allah, sink his treasures into the earth as well." Allahu Akbar Kabira. And then what happened? The maal, the wealth, possessions, provisions, the things that belonged to Qarun, they all sank into the earth with him. His palace made of gold, pearls and emeralds, everything. And this is how Qarun met his evil end. In Surah Qasas, verse 76 onwards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions all of this account. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Qarun. Allah jalla wa ala describes him, how he was wealthy, how he was mu'azzaz in his community, how much treasure and wealth he had. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
"Inna Qarun kana min qawmi Musa fabagha alayhim wa atainahu min al-kunuz ma inna mafatihahu latanu'u bil'usbati ulil quwwah إذ قال له قومه لا تفرح إن الله لا يحب الفرحين."
Translation from Kanz al-Irfan. Indeed, Qarun was from the nation of Musa. Then he transgressed against them, and we had granted him so much treasure that its keys were certainly burdensome for a group of strong individuals. When his nation said to him, "Do not be vain, Allah does not like the conceited."
وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ.
And seek the abode of the hereafter with that which Allah granted you, and do not forget your share from the world, and do good just as Allah has bestowed goodness upon you, and do not seek discord in the land. Allah does not like those who spread discord.
قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَهْلَكَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مَنْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُ قُوَّةً وَأَكْثَرُ جَمْعًا وَلَا يُسْأَلُ عَنْ ذُنُوبِهِمُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ.
He, meaning Qarun, said, "This was given to me due to knowledge which I possess. So does he not know that Allah has destroyed nations before him who were stronger than him and had amassed more, and the evildoers are not questioned about their sins?"
فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَتِهِ قال الذين يريدون الحياة الدنيا يا ليت لنا مثل ما أوتي قارون إنه لذو حظ عظيم.
So he came forth to his nation in his adornment. So those who desired the life of this world said, Alas, would that we were granted the same as Qarun was granted. Indeed, he is a possessor of great fortune.
وقال الذين أوتوا العلم ويلكم ثواب الله خير لمن آمن وعمل صالحا ولا يلقاها إلا الصابرون.
And those who were granted knowledge said, Destruction for you, the reward of Allah is better for the one who believes and performs righteous deeds, and this will only be given to the patient.
فخسفنا به وبداره الأرض فما كان له من فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان من المنتصرين.
So we caused him and his house to sink into the earth, so he had no group to help him against Allah, and he could not help himself. So these few verses that we've just heard the tilawat of and the translation of, they tell us many, many, many things. Many lessons can be derived. Firstly, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the wealth of Qarun, how strong individuals had to carry the keys to his treasures. And they even found it burdensome as well. That's how much wealth he had. That's how much treasures he had. And we're also told in these verses that some people, when they would see Qarun with all of his wealth, this pomp, they would desire that. They would want that as well, if only we had that. But those who had knowledge, they would rebuke them and say, Woe to you, what Allah has is better for those who do good. So many times we desire things in life, we want things in life, we don't know the outcome. Look at Qarun. He was an alim of the Tawrat Sharif. He was a cousin of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, but he denied giving zakat. He rejected the command of zakat, and look what happened to him. He sunk into the ground. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Lost everything. Was it worth it? Of course not. He lost his iman, lost every single thing. So we shouldn't covet and desire those things that have no real value in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, if you use wealth for righteous reasons, with good intentions, that's a different matter. You'll be rewarded. But generally, the fitna of maal is great. How do we know that if we were blessed with £1 million tomorrow that we wouldn't fall into sin? We don't know that. Many, many times we want those things ardently, devotedly, that will cause us harm. Today, if someone doesn't have money, for many people that's a big blessing. Why? He's just able to make ends meet, provide for his family, alhamdulillah. He's going to be rewarded for that, for striving, earning halal. Tomorrow, if he had money, he starts spending on haram things, parties, drinking, adultery, showing off, all of these condemnable, reprehensible things, then that will work as a curse against him. That very wealth will be used against him in the akhirah. He'll be answerable for all of that. So not having that blessing is a blessing in itself for many people. And the knowledgeable amongst them, we realize that knowledge helps in every situation. The knowledgeable amongst them said straight up, they're telling people, why are you desiring what Qarun has? They knew that Qarun, it's getting to his head. He's becoming self-conceited, vain. Vanity has overpowered his heart and mind. And that's what happened. He denied giving zakat. He was sunk into the earth. He, ma'azallah, made a woman slander and accuse Musa alayhi salam of something wrong. But it backfired. Wealth isn't something that should be desired in every case. Yes, if someone has a habit of being generous with that wealth, spending in the right places, then for him to desire an increase in wealth for that purpose, alhamdulillah. But the test of wealth and the test of anything in life is great. And what do we know about the outcome of something, a blessing? We don't. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, in Surah A'raf, verse 99.
أَفَأَمِنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ فَلَا يَأْمَنُ مَكْرَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ.
Do they claim to be safe from the hidden plan of Allah? Nobody feels safe from the hidden plan of Allah except the nation that is lost, that will suffer loss. So we don't know the ma'al, the outcome. Look what happened to Qarun. Did he ever think that this would happen? Did he think that his treasures would be lost? Did he think that he would be destroyed? Did he think that the prophet of the time would pray against him? He didn't fear the hidden plan of Allah. He thought this wealth is going to be with him forever. This status he has will be with him forever. This is what happens today as well. People think, okay, today I'm well, financially good. Nothing can hurt me. Nothing can stop me. I like to see people try. But Allahu Akbar, do they not know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next moment can expose them, can leave them penniless. Allah ta'ala can do everything. So we must fear the hidden plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what the ulama do. This is what the awliya do. They cry. You read their seerahs, their biographies, and they were asked, why are you crying? You spend all day worshipping, all day obeying Allah. And they say, we don't know if it's accepted. We don't know what our ending will be like. We don't know whether we will leave the dunya with our iman intact. This was their thinking. They knew that today we may be in a good state. Tomorrow we don't know what will happen. This is what happened to Shaitan as well. He thought he would forever be Mu'allim al-Malakut. One disrespect. Disrespected Adam alayhi salam, he became rejected. Outcast, thrown out of the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Became a disbeliever. So, we should fear the hidden plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khufiya tadbir. And it's necessary to do so. In fact, the scholars of Islam have mentioned, the likes of Imam Zahabi rahimahullah ta'ala, that the one who doesn't pay attention to this at all, he feels his iman is safe and he's not fearful in this regard. He doesn't help to preserve his own iman. Then if he does not give no priority or no thought to this whatsoever, there's a chance, a likelihood that he will lose his iman at the time of death. That's why we must always keep the hidden plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in mind. Whenever we're blessed, we should pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserves our iman. We also learn from the story of Qarun that people think that, you know, they won't be taken to task for their wrongdoings. They think that they will always be blessed. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who bestows bounties, the one who blesses, the one who showers mercy. But at the same time, Allah ta'ala is the one who is qahhar, jabbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can punish someone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can inflict his wrath on someone. And it happens as well. Many times we witness this. Look at the fear of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala in this regard. This was his ajzi, but look at what he taught us through his sayings, his actions. He said, if an announcement was made that all of the people are in Jannah except for one, I would be fearful that I am that one person deprived from Jannah. And if an announcement was made that all people are in the fire of hell except for one person, again, I would have hope that that's me. So, bayn al-raja wal-khawf, this is how we should live life, between fear and hope. Always fear Allah and always have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Too much of hope and a lack of fear, that can lead to destruction as well. You think you're untouchable, that nothing can happen to you. Remember, the hidden plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be feared at all times. And we see too many people who are neglectful, who are heedless in this regard. They don't think about the hidden plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, they use the mercy of Allah, the forgiveness of Allah, the afu of Allah to fall more into sins, to go deeper into sins. Allahu Akbar, look what it says. When a person is heedless of the hidden plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unmindful, and what happens? He relies too much upon the mercy of Allah and he falls into sins. He thinks, oh, I'm being blessed. I'm being showered mercy upon and that's it, will continue like this. He doesn't think that his state can change. And then he falls into sins. And he starts justifying those sins. Allah is Kareem, Allah is Rahim. Allah will forgive all sins. But what if your iman is lost? What if sinning leads to kufr? A person commits disbelief and he's never given the opportunity to return to Islam. Al-aman wal-hafiz. So, we heard in this episode about Qarun, about how he was arrogant, how he was self-conceited, how he had everything seemingly, but he did not fear the hidden plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He, ma'azallah, went against Prophet Musa alayhi salam and he lost everything. He rejected the concept of zakat. Allah sunk him and all his treasures into the earth. It's a lesson for us. Never be reliant upon your blessings, upon what you have in your possessions. They're here with you today, they could be lost tomorrow. If they're not lost tomorrow, when you enter your graves, none of this is going with you. So don't be too attached to material wealth and possessions and things like that. Fear Allah, obey Allah, show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will always increase your blessings, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the hakiki understanding of fearing the divine plan, the hidden plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Guided by the Quran's light, we find our way. Guided by the Quran's light, we find our way to success in this life and a brighter day. To success in this life and a brighter day.